On the KSRO live line, you know it's coming all over your television set, all over the internet tonight. Stand Up to Cancer, and the co-founder of Stand Up to Cancer and one of the advisors is Kathleen Laub. Kathleen, glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Delighted to join you.
How long ago did you conceive of this?
You know, we marked 10 years of Stand Ups making an impact a couple of months ago.
Congratulations.
And really, it was probably one year prior to that, that we were working on the whole concept. One very important piece of that was talking to the television networks about whether they would donate the time for this kind of a quote-unquote roadblock fundraising special.
And
where,
you got everybody to agree.
Exactly.
That's
and,
a first.
And back in the beginning, we had three major networks, and this year we have about 70 broadcast and cable networks and streaming and social platforms.
That's pretty striking. So. It really is. And what about corralling all of those Hollywood stars? That's got to be a scheduling nightmare.
You know, I think it is challenging from a scheduling standpoint, but really that is largely the challenge. You know, people are in production on their television shows and, you know, finding out if they can be released from production to be with us live. In cases where they're not able to, you know, we're able to tape some folks. But I think the response of our celebrity ambassadors just speaks to the fact that cancer affects everyone.
Oh, boy.
So many people, you know, have incredible personal connections. Some of the folks who are going to be in the show are themselves cancer survivors. Kathy Bates, you know, for example,
yes.
And Sophia Vergara. Ken Jeong, who is very active with us, you know, his wife is a breast cancer survivor. So we don't get many no's, you know, that are not related to scheduling conflicts. And again, I think that's such an illustration of what an issue, you know, cancer is for everyone.
Yeah, it's about the most pervasive issue among us from a health standpoint, that's for sure. If we haven't had it, we know somebody who does or has or is going through it right now, that's for sure. And Kathleen, talk to us a little bit about what you've been able to accomplish over the last 10 years as a result of this day, Stand Up to Cancer.
Absolutely. So the idea of Stand Up to Cancer was to raise money for really what was then, you know, 10 years ago, a new model for how to do cancer research, which was to provide funding for teams of scientists, both at different institutions and different disciplines. And the notion was to do that to be able to get new treatments to patients more quickly. And, you know, we have been so gratified with the success. One of the things, you know, that we require of these teams is that they show patient benefit. They get into clinical trials within the three-year term of the grants. And there are five treatments that have been approved by the FDA, you know, where Stand Up to Cancer research, you know, contributed to getting that approval, you know, for breast and ovarian and pancreatic cancer, and then two different ones for very difficult to treat childhood leukemias. So it has just been remarkable. The pancreatic approval, for example, that came through in 2013, and it was for a combination of drugs. There had not been a new first-line pancreatic cancer treatment approved in the previous 15 years.
Well, you know, pancreatic cancer to most of us was an immediate death sentence, not eventual, immediate death sentence.
It's an area where Stand Up to Cancer, in partnership with the Lustgarten Foundation, has made an enormous investment. And actually, one of the patient stories that your listeners will see in the show is a patient, Lydia Gonzalez, who has pancreatic cancer and is doing, you know, well with having been treated within Stand Up to Cancer physicians and researchers.
Yeah, that's the whole trick of it. It's not the glare of the celebrities so much that makes lasting impressions on us. It is the kind of stories that you are talking about just now.
That is really the whole point of this telecast, is to give everyone a clear sense of the incredible progress that's being made in the fight against this disease, and to make sure everyone understands that their individual contribution, whatever is affordable, really does make a difference. One thing that we're really excited about, MasterCard, which is a major supporter of Stand Up to Cancer, has committed that when viewers use a MasterCard to make a donation, either on the phone or through our standuptocancer.org website, they will match those donations dollar for dollar up to $1 million,
yep.
Which I think in our experience, that's just something that, the kind of regular viewer, if you will, so appreciates to know that their $25 commitment automatically becomes $50.
The other thing I think that we as consumers, if you will, really appreciate, Kathleen, is the transparency of the organization, because a lot of times we contribute and never really hear or find out about what's been done with that money. And so I think the transparency of your organization sets it apart.
Well, that's something, again, we consulted with a lot of scientists with whom we worked in the beginning, saying, what is it important for us to do? And that was something that they mentioned. So, we have this incredible gift, if you will, through all the networks and platforms that give us this opportunity to report back to viewers about the progress, but also through that standuptocancer.org website, we're able to do a lot of updating people on how their monies are being used.
Very good. Well, it's coming up tonight, as a matter of fact, 70 networks and streaming opportunities for Stand Up to Cancer on the tube and on the net tonight. And Kathleen, just because we are talking celebrities here, take a moment and tell us some of the names that we know who will make an impression on TV tonight.
Yep. So from a musical performance standpoint, we have Stevie Wonder doing something that I think everyone will find to be very special for, country fans, Little Big Town. And then Charlie Wilson, the R&B artist who is a cancer survivor himself. All of them will be performing. The list of celebrities is huge. Jason Bateman. I mentioned, I think, Sofia Vergara,
yes,
and Kathy Bates, Mahershala Ali, Jennifer Garner, Tony Hale, Ed Helms, Matthew McConaughey, Dak Prescott, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, Keith Urban. It's really an amazing list. John Hamm just goes on and on.
Well, it's fantastic, and we'll look forward to tonight's telecast, and we'll look forward to talking to you again, Kathleen, and talk about further progress being made.
That would be fantastic. And the one other thing I'd just like to mention, if we have a moment, for the first time this year, we're doing a digital live show the hour in advance of the telecast that will stream across Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So, just a shout out that there's another hour of content to tune into before the telecast itself.
That's fantastic.
Begins.
Fantastic. You can reach even more people and get more donations and make a bigger difference. Kathleen, thanks so much for being here, and continued success to Stand Up for Cancer.
Thank you so much for having us. All righty, take care.
You too.